From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A surgeon who contracted Ebola in Sierra Leone has died. Katie Knapp Schubert of member station KIOS in Omaha reports that when Dr. Martin Salia was admitted, he was already in very bad shape.
Nebraska Medical Center said Monday morning that Dr. Martin Salia was already suffering kidney and respiratory failure when he arrived at the hospital Saturday. He was treated with an experimental drug, supportive care, dialysis, and a convalescent serum. Biocontainment Unit Director Dr. Phil Smith says that Salia was already extremely critically ill when he arrived. Salia was the 10th Ebola patient to be treated at an American hospital and the third to be treated in Nebraska Med's biocontainment unit. The previous two patients survived Ebola. Those two patients weren't in the advanced stages of the virus. Salia was working at a hospital in Sierra Leone when he tested positive for Ebola. For NPR News, I'm Katie Knapp Schubert in Omaha.
Secretary of State John Kerry today issued a warning to Islamic State militants following the death of another American hostage. Kerry telling a group in Washington, despite recent brutality being carried out by the group calling itself the Islamic State, the U.S. will not be intimidated. Kerry described some of the group's tactics.
Their strategy is based entirely on fear. And many of their captives are executed, some beheaded, some buried alive, some crucified. Others are given a choice to pledge allegiance or die.
Video released by the group boasts of beheading U.S. aid worker Peter Kasich. President Obama and the White House have confirmed Kasich's death. Kerry says the group, also known as ISIS, left unchecked, could grow worldwide. Halliburton is buying one of its biggest rivals in the oil field services business. NPR's Jeff Brady reports Halliburton is taking over Baker Hughes in a deal worth more than $34.5 billion.
Oil field service companies support drillers with things like hydraulic fracturing or fracking. When oil prices drop as fast as they have, companies like Halliburton and Baker Hughes can be the first to feel the financial pinch. Both companies have seen their stock prices drop in recent months. Halliburton is taking this opportunity to buy rival Baker Hughes. Combined, the companies will come close to, if not eclipse, the largest oil field services business in the world, Schlumberger. The deal is scheduled to close in the second half of next year, but shareholders and regulators will have to sign off on it first. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Nation's factories were modestly busier last month. The Federal Reserve, in its latest figures on industrial production, says that output at manufacturing plants rose 0.2% in October. The rises came primarily in machinery, plastics, clothing, and furniture. Over the past 12 months, industrial production is up 3.4%. A mixed start to the week on Wall Street as investors mull over some sizable corporate deals. An announcement that Japan appears to have slid into recession. The Dow was up 13 points. The Nasdaq fell 17 points today. You're listening to NPR. A grand jury looking at the shooting of an unarmed black 18-year-old by a white police officer has yet to render a decision in the case. However, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is apparently taking no chances on the outcome. Nixon declaring a state of emergency and activating the National Guard. The case involves the August 9th shooting of Michael Brown in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. There's no indication, however, an announcement is imminent. Just weeks after an assembly of Catholic bishops at the Vatican split sharply over how to deal with same-sex unions, Pope Francis firmly defended the Church's traditional view of marriage as a union between a man and a woman. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports conservative bishops had strongly opposed a more welcoming approach to gays.
Addressing a three-day interreligious conference on the complementarity of men and women in marriage, Pope Francis asserted the right of children to grow up with a mother and a father. But he added that, "We cannot talk today of a conservative or a progressive family. Family is family," Francis added, "and has strength in itself." The conference on complementarity, a Catholic concept meaning the two genders have specific roles that complement one another, was attended by members of 14 different faiths, including Jews, Muslims, and Sikhs. The Pope said today marriage and the family are in crisis. The revolution in manners and morals, he said, has brought spiritual devastation to countless people, especially the poorest and most vulnerable. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of oil was down 18 cents a barrel, ending the session at $75.64 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other